environmental issue in acquiring that right of way, then that could really derail you from meeting your timelines. And so if we move forward with the right of way acquisitions and we move forward with the work that and planning that work out where the county can do this segment needs a bid, this segment needs to work with this piece, start to move forward with those, I think that we can really make some headway on it. But I think that that would help to guide the commission on what and all the stakeholders if the Transportation Advisory Board still felt strongly that we should go with that new Plan A, so to speak. Does that make sense, Rick?
Does. Jonas, I was contacted to yesterday, maybe this morning, I can't remember exactly, but with county residents saying that they've read, somebody that's engaged in economic development, read that Amazon is looking for 1,100 sites throughout the Midwest to put warehouses, distribution centers. Now, I'll have to confirm that. I haven't looked it up. But my comment there was the Meadows Industrial Park is the place. But that has a lot to do with this particular linkage. Here's some thoughts about all this discussion, at least from me. Ron's approach has one assumption that is absolutely a game changer if it doesn't. That is that they're going to come back out with more bill grants or they're more infra grants of some kind or another. If they don't do that, none of that gets off the ground. If we get the right-of-way, it doesn't matter whether they come out with a bill grant or not. We have the right-of-way. Then we have access. We can't go out there and start whacking around a bridge or doing anything else if we can't get construction roads to the site and all of that, and getting temporary easements across farm fields and then giving them back and doing all that makes no sense to me if we have to have our right-of-way anyway to do those kinds of things. The one thing that needs to be on the table right off the bat is any investment we make in this project prior to award of a grant doesn't happen. Because when you do a federal highway project, and you ask for federal highway dollars, any money you spend before they approve the grant is just money you spent. However, having said that, it makes it ever more compelling, in Jason's case, to reduce the risk. Jason, you said you thought maybe this last grant request was around $15,000. Okay, so if we retool this a bit, put a spin on it, but also start doing some other stuff, if there is another grant opportunity, is $15,000 reasonable to believe that we can put something else that can go forward?
I think easily. Especially with each...
Travis, you're sitting over there, and you're kind of on Brand X Engineering, but you've got a lot of experience here, so let's hear it if we're off base.
As long as, number one, the grant doesn't change majorly, or the road doesn't change majorly, which we don't plan to. So I don't see where... All you're going to do, for the most part, is you're going to take their feedback. You're going to try to add some supplementary data to support that, wherever they said they would like for you to improve that. You'll basically reorder the grant or just kind of retype it, so to speak, focusing a little bit on some of the different items. But a lot of that data is already captured. All that information, for the most part, is already put in one place. It's just kind of shifting the focus a little bit, if that makes any sense.
Well, you've got more stakeholders if you refocus it with those things. The more stakeholders, support comes from many different directions. And whoever makes the assessment of the grant, if it touches their base, then you've got more opportunity going forward.
Yeah, but Ron, you had mentioned earlier, pay attention to what we did wrong in the two debriefings we've had. It's kind of hard to do that. You know what I'm saying? When hear me out. The one, we made it to the final phase, okay, and then they told us what we needed for the next one. We did exactly what they said, and it totally was a totally opposite debriefing. We absolutely weren't even considered.
Well, the year before, the Springfield project got it because it towed up with Johnny Morris's project up there. pathway or whatever it was. So the politics do play out into it in the ownership.
In a very large way.
Yeah, the politics can play a lot into it. And then, you know, I'll back Devin up. The first one, they said, well, we're worried about right-of-way and getting through that. And they talked about the risk. And Devin went out and met with every landowner out there and got a signed letter that they were in support, or at least not going to be in major opposition to the project. And they were willing to work with the county on that, which should have helped to boost that. In the second round, the guy didn't even mention he'd even looked at
him. That's because the second round, the guy didn't look at him, and the guy didn't know shit about what he was doing, and he was a waste of time and a waste of everybody's time, because he didn't even know we exist. So
we're
that whole thing was a wash.
We're hopeful we get some positive, you know, and talking to some of our elected representatives, that may, you know, they're not sure if there's going to be more bill grants. There probably will be, but we just don't know for sure. There's a highway bill in place, what the next grants look like. And then, just being honest, it's a bit of a political game, so depending on how the election goes, it could shift to which parts of the country get more grants versus other ones. If you look at it over the years, it's really kind of moved around a little bit with blue states and red states a little bit.
Quite a lot. It went from 80-20 urban in the Obama administration to 80-20 rural in the Trump administration. So it was a political viewpoint there, and we're aware of that. Okay, here's some things that I'm thinking that may be worth time. The plan A is, here in a minute, I'm going to call for a motion to go to the commission and say we recommend right-of-way purchase. And we recommend that, and Jason, you know that we can't do that without documents, without right-of-way documents, so that's going to have to be prepared. That's going to be a little more than just a flyover of the drone. That's going to be some
meets and bounds. But it's prime time to do that because we're getting ready to have LEAP off, which is going to save the county a lot of money and make it faster because the survey crews move a lot faster in cold weather. So.
And then we're going to need to say that if, in fact, there is another, it will surprise me if it's called DILT. I think it'll be called something else, but it'll be an infra grant of some kind or another. It will come up out. If it does, we need to ask for a not to exceed price for another application.
So at the partners meeting, did you all mention that a different type of grant, like if we did have the right of way? But which one?
Brandon mentioned economic development
grant. Jonas, you know that MoDOT has an economic development that's actually managed by DED. There's a block of money for that. It's up, again, he said $1 million. I think it's 2.5 or 2, somewhere along there. But there is that. And that would be very significant to us.
If it's still there in this budget cycle.
That's true.
But if we can move forward and then we can get a grant to help a part of it, if we're talking about a $15 to $20 million project that we're going to do in pieces, and we can pick up $2 or $3 million to help with the bridge, or we can pick up $2 or $3 million to help with this, and or we can say we get the bridge down, we get the road from the bridge to Hollister done, or Hollister to Maples done, that's the next section we're working on. If a grant, if another round, whatever they want to call it, comes available, then maybe it's more applicable because we can show that it's down to this smaller project. Maybe, you know, there's nothing to say that we couldn't stop applying for grants that we find with SimCog or whoever to just find a grant and apply for it. We've been successful in a number of little grants that we didn't even think of beforehand. You know, Thunder Road is one that we worked with you guys on. And that got a couple hundred grand for the county without them having spent much money. So I think that's a good plan to move forward, especially the economic development type stuff, which we'll ask you guys a lot for that.
Well, and you have the governor's matching grant program that he had at least, was it the last 2 years or just last year?
2 years.
So once...
Actually, yeah, we were very close together, but it went over 2 years.
Once budgets come back to normal, you know, I mean, depending how this all plays out with the pandemic, but, and the election, I guess, too, but I expect that to be, you know, infrastructure and workforce development is two main things. So we bring that program back. But actually, we got commentary that was questioned why we didn't apply for that last time.
Devin, what does the 2020 and 2021 county budget look like as far as piecing this into it?
Right now, we're, if it keeps going the way it has been, we'll be about $750,000 down from what we predicted.
With everything that we know about at this
point. Is that road and bridge or is that, now I'm talking for road and bridge.
Yeah.
Let's say cash is down.
That's because of reduced sales tax.
Travis, HDR's got more bill grants than any other engineering firm.
I mean, I agree with you. I think a lot of it's political. Mm-hmm. I don't expect anybody else, but that's, we have, at one time, I don't know if you still work for us or not, we had the former Secretary of Transportation. I mean, just, not me, but way higher up, they have contacts. So, you know, I haven't done the bill grants myself. Some we have got, some we haven't, but I think a lot of it's political and we know. So, I'm sure we could help in some way if you want to. Obviously, they've done all the work, so I don't want to start over by any stretch, but there's some kind of arrangement that we can help push it in one way or another, we can do whatever.
Do we generally have all three commissioners leaning in this direction, or do we know?
Going forward with the road.
And where our needs are for the expressway.
Oh, well, they definitely all know the need. I think right now they'll have a better answer after the debriefing on what they want to do, which way they want to go.
Okay, here's some thoughts. One is, I agree with most everybody that's spoken about, the reason we don't get these is basically political. Tate County has
been, sorry.
Is that you?
Did you turn that off?
Tate County has basically went Republican for the last gazillion years. And so there's none of our state federal delegation, because they're all Republican, they just take that for granted that they're going to get the vote.
Yeah.
And so there's no use of having to pay us money on pork barrel projects, because we're going to vote for them anyway, so who cares? I think if we can pull this off, and this is going to take a little bit of doing, and it's going to take some risk at the commission level, and it's going to take a little of us getting involved. We need to go to R3, and Bill Long is on board. So really, we have two, Josh Hawley, Roy Blunt. One of them needs to sponsor this. It needs to come from them. They say, we don't do that. No, that means you've never done it before. But we need to go to them and say, we want you to hand carry this mail. You put your name on this grant in the name of Taney County. You haven't given us anything recently, and we're tired of it, and either we need to get somebody that is listening to us, or you need to carry this grant. And that needs to happen.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that for sure. Number one, too. That's part of that A project.
So that becomes A. So right now, I would entertain a motion to go to the commission with the recommendation from the Transportation Advisory Board that we start at our earliest convenience in this budget year acquiring right-of-way for the road.
I so move.
On the current alignment.
Second.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Ayes have it. We're going to the commission and recommend acquisition of right-of-way along the corridor, and that be included in the 21 budget. Okay, now the next thing here. Jason, this is going to be a little messy here, so we're just going to just do it because I don't know any other way around it. We need, there's plenty of engineering for everybody. You guys have the catbird seat in this and you've earned it. And I mean, I'm not saying that, and HDR has kept all of our priorities and our planning and our sheets and all of that stuff. Your projects are much larger than their projects. But
I would like to see us work together with a firm